You on BBC Radio Wales, so TV chef Nigella Lawson, best known, of course, for being a domestic goddess. Well, recently, though, her private life has been thrust into the glare of public speculation due to the sudden breakup and termination of her marriage to Charles Saatchi. Whether you're a celebrity or not, if a couple decides to divorce, it can often be devastating. So when do you know whether it's right to call it a day on a marriage? Is the short, sharp, quick divorce necessarily a good thing? Let's talk through some of these issues and the pressure points of a marriage. It's Cardiff-based relationship counsellor Nadia Rose who's here to discuss these with me. Hello, Nadia. It's lovely to see you.
Hello, you too, Louise. Lovely to see you.
We can't judge, can we? Of course, we don't know what's going on in any marriage. Never mind the marriage of Nigella Lawson and Charles Saatchi.
That's true.
No one knows what's going on behind closed doors. But generally speaking, I mean, the papers today say they were divorced. It was all over in 70 seconds. I mean, that's how long it takes to put a stamp on a piece of paper. But there's often a lot of heartache before that 70 seconds.
Definitely. I mean, if people come to see me, because I'm a relationship specialist and I work with couples, same-sex couples, these type of issues emerge every week in the work that I do. When we're talking about divorce, I think it's important to remember long-term relationships as well,
yes,
because they're marital style relationships. I think in the situation that you're speaking of, there are different things that apply. For example, if you have lots of resources, lots of opportunities, lots of money, that may allow you to speed up the process, because for a lot of people on the ground, money becomes a big issue when it comes to divorcing, because of the practical changes that emerge, etc., the splitting of assets. So what happened in that scenario, I think the money and the resources allowed it to go through quickly. But of course, it doesn't take away from the emotional and the practical experience of a separation or a divorce. And I think that because you're speaking to me today, I remember when I was doing the advice on the relationship clinic with you and Jamie, one thing we said when this subject came up, this is a big one. You know, if people can handle this constructively, it can really change their lives and the lives of their children for the good. And so I guess what I want to add is that I want to talk about it from a more personal perspective in terms of what clients say to me, how they experience it. And my work is very much about not only helping people survive it, but helping them to come to the other end of it and get the reward that can be. So it's a painful and for many people, it's a traumatic experience, whether you're in the high profile media or whether you're a person who lives down the road. It is a huge transition. And I think as human beings, we're extremely resilient. But I think we've got to learn to get through and not just survive.
What in your experience are the main challenges to a relationship
these
days?
The pressure points.
Yes.
I think, well, I ask people this question, Louise, and I say, why do you want this relationship to come to an end? And they say, well, I'm not in love with this person anymore. I don't love them or I don't like them. And then, of course, I probe further and they say to me, things that we can all identify with. Well, we don't talk to each other. Our sex life, our romantic life doesn't work anymore. You know, dealing with finances, particularly in a period like this. And also families, and particularly step families, because that emerges a lot more these days. 38% of cohabiting relationships are step families. And 10% of marriages are step families. And it requires more tolerance, more understanding, all the things that a relationship needs. And so those are the pressure points that if you're not getting on, they can become so exaggerated that they can cause a relationship to come to a close. But overriding all that, Louise, is something that I've noticed, especially in the last couple of years in my work, that really, if it were worked on, it could have a really positive effect on all those areas. And it's accepting difference. For many of us, we still haven't learned to accept that the person that we fell in love with is different. When we fall in love, those differences, you know, they're attractive and exciting, aren't they? If we go to another country, we expect to hear another language, we expect them to do things differently. This is going to happen in a relationship. And so much of our energy is wasted in relationships trying to change the other person, to do it our way or to see it our way. They're not going to change. We are who we are. It's learning to accept that we're different. I think once you can get your head around that, you can learn to enjoy the differences and bring them together. Mm. You know, two different approaches can help you to solve problems in a much more effective way if you use them, you know, in a way that works for you.
Yes. In the cases that you see, what percentage do you think, or just give me an idea of the percentage that you think of couples that could, if they tried, actually make things work?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. Because when people come to see me, they don't get off lightly, because when they say to me, I want to end this relationship, I say to them, have you done everything that you believe you could do? And even, you know, in confidence, if you feel that the relationship is over and you don't, you're not in love with this person anymore, have you done everything you can do? Especially if it's a long-term relationship, especially if there are children involved. So I encourage people to have a stab at working on the relationship to see what could happen if they did things differently. Now, I would say there's probably about 15 to 20% of people who could, when I say resurrect, they'd have to start the relationship again with the same person. They could resurrect the relationship. But at that point, Louise, things seem so uncomfortable and they're probably so upset and annoyed with the person that they just haven't got the mojo to try. But I really encourage people to take the courage. This is not for the faint-hearted. I mean, you've got to be really strong and gritty, but I'm willing to hold people's hand through this and help them to see if the relationship could work. So to answer your question, I would say between 15 to 20% of people could resurrect the relationship if they used different behaviour. If you want to get a different relationship with the same people, you've got to use different behaviour. Unless there is emotional or physical abuse.
Indeed, yeah.
That is a great reason to separate for safety. Obviously, that's a baseline principle. If that isn't in the scenario, then I think it's worth, for your own peace of mind for the future more than the present, to say, yeah, I gave that relationship everything, particularly if you have a family with that person.
Yeah. So for the remaining, let's say, for argument's sake, 80% who are going to split up.
Yes.
Can it be done well? Can it be done with some dignity and compassion rather than, you know, all the fights and the awful things that we hear about?
And we do. And those fights and that turmoil is sensationalised, I think, in the media. It can be done. I run a course presently called How to End a Relationship Amicably. And there are several areas that I cover in that. But three of the main ones are, first of all, to accept that this is a sad period. A lot of people, because it's a stressful time, they want to get rid of it quickly. They don't want to do this work if they've come to the end of the relationship. Mm. I honestly believe that it can be a compassionate and a respectful process. But initially, Louise, it's not an easy process. And some people just want to sprint through it. It's a sad time. Sadness, like any emotion, if it is allowed to be, will pass. So that's the first thing that I work on with people. And I think that takes away a lot of tension with individuals. If they can both recognise, well, I'm feeling sad. Well, he must be feeling sad. She must be feeling sad. Then, of course, it can be a painful process. And for the majority of people, let's not pretend otherwise, it's a very painful process. But pain, if it's worked through, will not last. Pain is temporary. If it's worked through, there'll be a reward at the end of it. But if you try to ignore the pain or maybe cover it up with quickly getting into another relationship for some relief, and I know exactly why people do that. I've got a lot of understanding for that, but it's a quick fix. You know, comfort eating, using substance, drinking, all those things that we can do to ease the pain. If you're willing to work through the pain and accessing professional Support and advice like myself allows a person to have their hand held through the process, because people do need their hand held through the process. It's a really challenging period. That pain has a reward on the other side if you work through it. If you don't work through it, it stays. And to add to the answer to the question, yes, it can be done respectfully, but it takes courage and it takes guts. And of course, Louise, if you are a parent and you have decided that your relationship has come to an end, and of course, sometimes relationships do come to an end. It's a reality, isn't it? They come to an end, and your children will benefit so much from you not criticizing your ex-spouse or ex-partner, because you are having a go at their mummy or their daddy. And the other aspect of that is a lot of children don't have the word power to say, look, I hate that you're not together. I wish you'd be together. And I hate that you're criticizing dad. I hate that you're criticizing mum. That turmoil for them becomes digested, and it can come out in the adult personality, usually in heavy feelings or not being able to handle the emotions very well. So yes, it can be dealt with. If you don't feel like accessing professional support because it's not your style, that's fine. But find a trusted friend that you can communicate with, because it is a process.
Yeah, we'll talk more in a couple of minutes, particularly about the children. Let's get some music first. This is Lissy.